Thank you. us so far in his service. Come on and praise him. To the anointing that's certainly been resting upon this place, and since from Sunday school to now, that every administration, the anointing has rested heavily upon. Put your hands there, girl. Come on in.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Demimianaya. Sonida Saya. Teninimio Sonida Saya. Kiananimio Serio Sohoyanaya. Deananimio Siananimia Saya. Teriababa Kiababo Sheabababa. Teninimiasa. Jesus, Jesus. Lift your voice with a praise in the midst. Dememoya naya. Say ananimia soya. Confidence in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think Paul said it in the book of Romans, I'm not ashamed. I think I need to stir that up a little bit, because I don't want to run and the chariot ain't with me. And the reins are supposed to connect the horses and the chariot. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So I don't want to pull you out of the chariot and leave the chariot. I want you in the chariot with the horses. Because there's a move in this place. You don't know it, but let me tell you. The enemy knows and hears the sound of the Lord. And he is scared because he knows the Lord is showing up.
She is.
To hear the sound of the Lord is to hear the word of the Lord. And to hear the word of the Lord is to hear the spirit of the Lord. Minister Joseph, come here. I'm going to answer you by the Holy Ghost. All right? Issue. You're going to know this. And you'll come back and tell anybody. Because you're going to know it. They ain't going to hear me say nothing. You got it. But you're going to know. All right? Thank God for the victory. You know, sometimes people tell us something, we look forward. When is it going to be done the backwards? It happened and you go tell them. He delivered and they went and told. We hear and go tell. Let's flip it just for a little. It's an anointing in here. Can we flip it? Tell somebody, I'm going to know and then I'm going to tell it. Tell somebody else, I'm going to know it, I'm going to tell it now. Tell them, I'm not going to sit on this one. When it happens to me in this service, I'm telling somebody before I leave it. You better look around and tell somebody else. I'm going to tell somebody before I leave here now. And it ain't going to be my best friend either. I'm going to tell somebody I don't usually talk to. Say, listen, here it is, something happened to me. Give a shout out to the Holy Ghost. ordinary cry. This cry is coming up out of the depths. And it's time for us to shout in a place we ain't shouted in. It's time for our voice to reach a place it ain't never reached in us. It's time for praise to come out of us they never came out of us. Some things you just gonna have to live with. You ever feel like it was something you just gonna have to live with? Have you turned around and said, you stop lying to me today because I'm gonna get the victory today? Is anybody saying, I don't have to live with you? Because he brought me out of this. Because there's an anointing laying in this place right now. There's an anointing in this place right now. Do you believe in a twinkling of an eye change? Ask somebody else. Do you believe in a twinkling of an eye change? Tell them it's written. Tell them it's written. Tell them it's written. Say, we shall be changed in a moment. In a twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, I shall be changed. Swarto shall put on immortality. Since the last time you see me, something happened. Come here. You know, the last time I told you to take care of it and until I send help and I will bless you, I think I want to give you an increase right now to what you're doing. Because you ought to praise him. Come on, you ought to praise him. In the name of Jesus. 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 on. It ain't going away. I'm coming because the way you dance, you dance. You dance, and there's a vulnerability there, and I don't want it to go nowhere. I want the Lord to have it. I want Him to swallow it up.
Shout, church. Shout, church.
Have just heard. Thank you. embrace you. And I'm going to do it more than one time. It's going to be like the mantle coming upon you. And the anointing going to make some things bow. And some tongues going to confess. And it's going to say, Jesus is. Give him praise. By which the Spirit is imparted into you to give you the increase that you need for now. Can I renew your knowledge to understand prayer? You're not receiving prayer for something down the road. You don't need that today. You want prayer for what you've been dealing with this week, today, and messing with you. And how do I know I got the prayer I needed? Because that thing can't talk no more. The Lord needs to take the tongue of the enemy out of our mouth. Teach us that the enemy would always cut the tongue of his enemy out of his mouth so it couldn't talk. Well, the Lord cut the tongue of the enemy out of us. So if he talk, he got to be on it. You better tell somebody, if he talking, he's on the outside. Tell him, I don't care what it feel like. I don't care how close he sounds. So I don't care how close he sounds. He's still on the outside. 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 My joy coming now. I feel my joy coming now. I feel my joy coming. I feel my joy coming. I feel my joy coming. Running through a troop, I feel my joy. I feel the strength of the Lord. I feel victory. Anybody in agreement, victory. We gonna triumph. We're overcomers.
Thank you.
let the Spirit give utterance. Be filled.
God, just give me a little bit of that. put your hands together. Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel complete. I've done everything I know I'm supposed to do. And the only thing you have to say is, if you didn't receive it, the prayer's over your head like a cloud. Tell somebody the prayer's still hanging over your head if it didn't go. Say, when you get ready to reach up, you're going to feel it. And just pull it down and say, I'm ready now. Say, any day of the week, just read, I'm ready. You don't have to wait till I see you again. Just read, I'm ready. He's like that. It's been a glorious day all day. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Come on with our announcements. Ba-ba-ba. Release your spirit to me. Release your spirit to me. Trust me with your spirit. Trust me with your spirit. I need your spirit released to me. Because a miracle gonna happen if you do. I have need of your spirit to be released. And if anything holding us, surely the anointing will destroy the yoke. Oh, now I know I can pray now. Definition of yielding to the Lord is yield your spirit. Everybody in here know how to yield their spirit. Because if you've ever been angry, you couldn't have got angry unless you yielded your what? And it took your body, didn't it? So don't try to yield the vessel and your spirit is rebelling. Yield your spirit. Because God is a. And when you heal your spirit, it connects with God's spirit and it empowers you in your body. Do you know how long people live and never know what I just told you? That's the wisdom of God. Is to keep us and not yield our spirit. When we don't yield our spirit, the enemy can do anything he wants to with us. But if you yield your spirit, because he that is joined to the Lord is, your spirit must be yielded to the Lord. Now that ain't God's problem. That's yours, because you know how to yield. Everybody in here know how to yield. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Good or bad, we have all done what? So don't ask God how to yield. And if you got the Holy Ghost, you ought to really be able to do yield. Because if you yield, you can be joined to the Lord. And the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Tell somebody, ain't no bondage there. Say, ain't no prison there. Da-ba-ba. Yeah, he got to have your spirit. He wants your spirit. He can do mighty things, and he's got to have it. And not only you, every member in the body, he's got to have your spirit. He can't have no part-time lovers here. You got to commit your spirit to the Lord. And I promise.
promise you, your body will obey if you commit your spirit. And the only reason our body don't obey, we haven't committed our spirit to Him. This is the wisdom of the Lord in an hour like this. It's a deliverance season, but it's quite different than what you are used to. Because faith cometh by. Faith cometh by. And what you're going to find me doing is teaching you, trying to get you to. And when I get you to hear, the faith will flow. But if you can't hear, you're going to struggle with the faith. You're going to struggle with the power of prayer. Jesus couldn't do many miracles because of their what? That says they didn't hear. The way Samson got in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, that man loved a harlot, gave himself to a harlot, lost his eyes, and somehow or another, in the midst of that darkness, that man found the covenant. Because faith will stand up at the last minute if you can find it. Our problem is many of us die and never find it after playing with the flesh. It's dangerous to play with, because many will not find it. That means Esau is in you, because Esau is of the flesh. And if you give yourself to the flesh, you're playing with somebody that can't repent. But God made a covenant with Samson before he met Delilah. God made a covenant with you before you had a chance to sin. You were predestinated. You were predestinated. So that means no matter what state you find yourself in, if you could reach to your predestination and know that He's sealed, you can come out of anything. You can come out of anything. Because you know you were predestinated. So don't look at the moment and think it can hold you. You were predestinated and you were called before you had a chance to do good or evil. And the Lord has given you His Spirit. So don't let nothing going on in your life think this is it. Oh, dude, hear me. And our soul gonna be saved, because that's what I'm chasing. I'm chasing after our soul. Our soul got to be saved.